Job chapters 3, 4, and 7 dig deeper into the relationship of Job with his friends and with God. Job is frustrated with his situation and is asking the day that he was born to be cursed, and that it show not joy or happiness, but darkness, and to disappear from the calendar. Job's friends are by his side, sitting in silent support for 7 days, only to conclude that Job must have done something to deserve his torment. It is God who judges, according to the friends, and by the sin of Job has caused his affliction. The friends can only think of ways to convict Job, but do not allow themselves to aid in his relief by seeking God for advice. Job, who does not let them defeat him, but turns to God in anger with questions demanding explanation, Job, unlike his friends, turns to the one who can help him and expects God to make clear the purpose of his suffering. The friends don't offer prayers for Job or even to pray with Job. The friends advise out of their own wisdom, which will be detrimental to them in the end. Job is asking for God's response almost immediately, showing his understanding of God and revealing the relationship Job has with God. It seems so easy to give advice to others. We can only see from our perspective what they must have done to deserve the punishment they suffer. We give advice generously, but we may not accept it from others quite so eagerly. Why is it that we have difficulty thinking we deserve the trouble in our lives? What makes it so easy to see where others have gone wrong? Even in our witness of wrongdoings of others, we may act superior and righteous. When we try to help others, maybe we should first go to God in prayer, asking for the wisdom of God's righteousness. If our intentions are honest and pure, asking God to intervene only makes sense. If God is our God, why do we leave God out of our decision-making process? With Job, God is who he turns almost immediately, because to Job, God is a relationship that makes living possible. The friends do not ask God for help, but they try to speak as if God had advised them. They try to speak as if they know the mind of God. Do we act as if we know what God would do as far as our friend's punishment is concerned? Have you ever had someone say to you, when calling you on the floor, "That isn't very Christian of you"? I've had people say that to me when I'm getting full of myself, and I don't like it. I probably am like the friends of Job, who have gotten too full of my own righteousness and have forgotten to whom my wisdom should come. I might ask the question, what is a Christian and how do they act? But I would rather remind myself that I am a sinner and I need God to advise me to move forward before I can help someone else. It is God who comes to the aid of Job, and the same God comes to the aid of all God's creation. In our hurting, like Job, it is okay to go to God when we are struggling. God waits for us to humble ourselves and ask for God's understanding, both for ourselves and for our friends. God knows what we need. God longs for us to be in a relationship with God and with our neighbors. God has come to us to restore the broken relationship of heaven and earth. God in Jesus Christ has opened for us a way to see God in a loving relationship. God opened the gate of Jesus Christ to give us life here on earth and after the grave in the heavenly place God has prepared for us. Let God give us wisdom to go to our friends and hear their words of pain and lament. Be the voice for those who struggle to be heard. In God, there is life for Job and for the friends. God will give us life and life abundant from the cross of Christ and the empty tomb. Hear God as God sends us into the world to share the love of Jesus Christ, the open gate. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in our speaking you hear, in our crying you cry with us. As we lament the days of COVID-19 virus, the battles among races of your people, give us ears to hear the cry of our neighbors. Give us wisdom as we come to the side of our brothers and sisters in pain. Teach us to love the way you love and open the gate of Jesus Christ for all to enter your kingdom. Amen.